Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com, the best underwear in the action sport game.
Welcome back to an episode of 2 Pro One Slow. Not going to number it because this is going to come out in a different time, back to front, but you lot won't know that. And Tommy's struggling to comprehend that, aren't you?
No, I've got my head around it now, thanks.
So we've got Ben Watson here. Ben's debranded himself of any manufacturer of clothing and...
Put my own on.
He's had a full go at it today.
Been on a Honda today, haven't you?
Ripping. I did a little go on everything.
So I've never gone on my bike, actually. I suppose you wouldn't want to go on that, actually, after a year on it so far. Actually, when you walked in, he was like, I'm trying to get away from those. Bless him.
So, yeah, this is a bit of a catch-up with Ben and Nuzlot. We've had a day. Well, this is going to come out again, like I say, after, so you'll have already heard about that. But, yeah, Tommy's been on his Kawasaki today.
Bill's because we've done the
yeah, we're cropping ourselves
back
up there.
On the next podcast, which is actually the last podcast.
Correct. So we've got
confusing. Oh. You've confused us, Ed. Yeah.
We've all confused each other. But yeah, don't tell us how it was actually.
Today,
we'll just talk to Ben. That'd be easy. We won't trip ourselves up then.
Because in general, we have a lot to talk about.
We can't trip ourselves up in this one because it's the second one. Everything's already going to be out by now.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
So just pretend you've had a week of riding. How's your first week of riding been?
What if he hurts himself
I'm
tomorrow?
Confused. I generally don't know what to talk about now in this one because we've got the other one.
Now, we're going to talk about a few things in this. What we're going to talk about is World Supercross because us three went.
Because you were all there.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about Ben's year and we're going to talk about...
Do we have to?
Well, we don't have to.
We won't talk about much about your year because you'll get upset and then we all get upset. The viewers will get depressed.
We'll talk about pre-season and then we'll just talk about now.
Yeah, go on then. Let's talk about today. I had a good day today. Enjoy yourself.
You was fast. The best us in your year.
So yeah, we've actually been riding today. Today is Tommy's first day on the Kawasaki. Bill's first day back, but you'll have obviously all heard about that. But we've had a good day. Ben, you've been testing anything?
Bit of anything what was available. But I didn't ride since Turkey, and then I've got a test coming up. So yeah, just thought I better do a little bit of riding before going and trying another bike. So had.
He's had a right combination of it today. He's had Nathan's 400 enduro bike with a 19-inch paddle tyre on the rear.
And he's tried doing enduro and trials on it.
Yeah, I got and a bit extreme on it.
Is your test on an enduro bike? Because you spent a lot of time doing enduro today. Is that the tier up or is it a motocross?
That's
bike?
The point. No. Is what you're doing tomorrow a secret?
Well, I'd imagine so.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, right now. Right, yeah. Okay. But this is going to come out after.
Well, but depending
on the contract, it'll be released before this is released, probably, sir.
Oh, so you're quite up for it. You reckon the chances are you're going to sign the contract?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, fucking nice. Fair play.
Oh, well, we'll just speculate
That's
again.
Quite good news. That's well, fuck. I don't even know what to talk about because I don't know. so I'm generally confused
well,
now.
Well, conversation was going just fine.
I know, but I'm just nervous.
Again.
Don't want to trip up.
The parrot of editing.
Speak when you're spoken to.
Okay.
You should sit up because you're a slop.
He sloughs on everyone.
Yeah, that was
Look
the thing.
The
that was the comments he got in the last one. Stop being a slob.
I get comments.
Yeah.
I didn't actually have...
You've got no shoes on. It's just... The room looks tidy and you're making it look a mess. Just sort yourself out.
I didn't actually want to wear shorts because I thought it looks a bit shit.
Yeah, my pants, last time I had your pink Ride Nutrition's one, looked like I had Mrs. underwear on all episode.
And I didn't actually have... All I had in my van was pants that you'd have took the piss out of, so...
Oh, pyjamas.
They are actually pyjamas, what I had to wear to choose from. But
I've dressed the part, haven't I, Bill?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Before we get going any further, new hoodies come out. Might be sold out by the time this podcast comes out, hopefully. But if
sold
it's not,
out, you reckon?
Yeah, it's nice, though.
Does it go that well?
It does go well, but it's, this current time it's not out. It'll be out when this is out. This is coming out Friday.
It might not go that well, since everything I've done for the last 3 months has been a complete flop and dead.
Can we talk about... I've got a good subject. Well, it's not that good because of the situation that happened is why it's not funny, like, but you can explain it. Your trip back from America and your night out. Can we talk about the after party?
I thought that was going to go in tomorrow's vlog, which is tomorrow's podcast, which is the last.
Yeah, we'll discuss Destinations in the other one.
I'm just going to stop talking because I'm so confused.
But you can tell us about your flight home.
I had a good flight home.
Because that's a 45-minute thing. And what if we're doing now, that'd be the end of this podcast.
No, I'll start talking and you'll just start taking the piss because I waffle for too long. Okay. And spend too long telling
stories. Do the story, though. It's really, really good. It still makes me laugh when I think about it now. Even yesterday when I was feeling hungover from the party at World Supercross, I just thought, well, Bill, I've only got to do a three-hour drive home. Billy had to do...
You didn't do that either. You went to sleep, you knob.
Yeah, I went to sleep, yeah.
Yeah, I had a long... So I went a bit... We'll discuss Motocross of Nations, as we discussed Motocross of Nations in the previous podcast. Overshot the mark a little bit at the after party, a bit disappointed with my performance, especially as I missed the table throwing part of the night and the Bill, good bit.
Bill did a DNF.
DNF the party.
Luckily, yeah, Ed was there. Ed saved the day.
I had to step in.
That's You've had a good night there, though, if you're doing that.
Yeah, I was two beers in, and I've seen it coming, the way he was chinning drinks, and I thought, yeah, I'm not going to have another drink because I'm going to have to step in.
You're going to be babysitting.
It's uncharacteristic for me to DNF, to be fair.
Yeah, I was surprised myself. Yeah. I was because it's a big unit, and he's drinking a lot.
I've had 3 months without a race, so I'm not race ready on. I'm not after party sharp.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine if you'd have actually done a bit of work that weekend. You were literally fresh. You'd been doing a bit of drinking all weekend, so to then just be like, whoa, and then just somehow.
Anyway, that's enough of that.
I know what he does. He plays that stupid game, right hand, where if you got it in your right hand, you're
saying it to me. No, but I wasn't.
Doing that.
I never get myself with that.
No, you were just necking him for bands.
I'm a seasoned veteran of being in the left hand.
Yeah, I didn't play once when you told me that. When you came over to me, anyway, shouting it, I didn't play it.
So I was feeling a bit ropey on the Monday. We set off from South Bend to Chicago. 2 hour drive. Got the airport early. We had a lot of waiting.
No. You forgot about the 15-minute detour we had to do because you had to go and buy some makeup to make up with your missus.
They didn't even have it.
Exactly.
She's not happy. Luckily, I took a picture of us in the shop to prove that we actually went.
Into city centre?
Yeah, no, I'm driving towards the airport and he went, turn right here. And I was like, why? Oh, we've got to go to Sephora.
There's different products in America, apparently. So anyway, get to Chicago, flew... Well, early at the airport, the airport just seemed to go on forever. flew Chicago Heathrow through the night, got to Heathrow 6 in the morning, had booked, was meant to be going straight back home to Andorra, so I'd booked a flight to Barcelona, 7:30 from Heathrow, did all that, that's fine. Get to Barcelona, waiting for my bag, get a phone call off my dad saying my granddad's not very well, and he's been quite ill for quite a while, so I knew it wasn't good, especially if my dad's calling us. So I was trying to figure out what to do. Bear in mind, I'm up to like getting on 24 hours already traveling at this point.
Thought you told me the story was funny.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I mean.
I was going to say, you're laughing.
It's starting to be good. It's now, like, it's good, but it's not good.
Anyway, I thought I better go home. The only way I could get home,
Trip's the good bit, not made any what sense. Happened. Not the reason behind the trip.
Was after I waited 6 hours in Barcelona airport to then fly to Paris, to then fly to Newcastle, and arrive back at Newcastle at 12.
I think, night. Can we just, I don't know, now it's getting thingy because he's going to have to say.
and then it had a sad ending for your granddad, unfortunately.
That was an absolute pathetic topic to talk about.
No, but the main thing is, your trip was just terrible.
If I'd have brought that up by myself, you'd have just went, what the fuck are we talking
about? He's just like laughing at other people's pain and misfortune, that's why.
Yeah, he's being...
Anyway, we'll stop there, but the trip was painful.
I know what we can talk about that'll be good and constructive, is let's just talk about World Supercross.
Okay.
Because us three went, and you watched it on telly or not?
No, I've got a bit of a rant about World Supercross, actually.
Go on, then, you start with the negative.
I paid for it. Sunday afternoon, I went on, I don't know, some form of social media to look at the timetable and seen, oh great, 2 practice sessions left. Not really much information on the live stream website.
I know why you couldn't watch it.
It was on Sunday. Yeah. The race is on Saturday.
It was on Saturday, mate.
No, it was Saturday. It was the right day. Apologies. Look, try to figure out on the website if practice was going to be streamed live or qualifying or whatever it was. This was like 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. No information for I'll just buy it anyway because I was going to watch the World Indoor Trial on the Saturday night. So I thought I'll watch the races Sunday morning anyway. Paid me £50.
£50?
for these two races and all of next year, which I don't think is too
bad. No, that's all right.
Unreasonable. Yeah, that's not too bad. The price was all right. But anyway, paid the money, logged in, no practice. Practice doesn't get shown live. Thought, oh, that's a bit annoying. Anyway, went to watch the trial. Tony Bow didn't win. That was a bit of a surprise.
No way.
Yeah.
Was that not good?
Something happened.
No, he had five. It was quite easy. He had won five and Busto won, I think, on three. He rode quite good.
Did a bad boy 180 out of one of the sections.
Yeah, Bow actually did 270 out the same section.
That's what I mean.
Busto did a 180 after him, but he won. Anyway, that's trials. So I thought, anyway, woke
have
up
you
Sunday
not noticed,
morning,
Ben, when he tells a story, they fucking drag on.
Woke up Sunday morning, thought, oh, great. Go and watch World Supercross from last night. No highlights on the app, even though it says when you buy the subscription, watch on demand or watch anytime, something or other. No, I couldn't figure out how to get highlights on the app, on the website. So my World Supercross experience isn't gone off to a very good start. I'm 50 quid down the drain and I still haven't watched a single bit of racing.
Not seen it.
What did you make of it, Ben?
I thought it was good, but there was a few things as a rider and as a spectator that you would probably want to change.
Let's hear
bit,
what you would think as a rider.
Obviously, I was on the sidelines, so it's a bit harder to say, yeah, that didn't work or that did work. But if I was on the line, I think I would have wanted a bit more space in between the races because the guys were coming off. And
4 minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes they had or something.
I also thought they were going to do three races for each, but they were going to go 250, 450, 250.
How did they not do that?
No, all 250 done. All
so
450
it was
done.
Mad.
That's a bit silly.
So, like, obviously, you've just done an indoor race. You've done, like, it's intense. You'll be wanting to change your helmet.
In arena,
pads,
wasn't
like,
it?
Like, your goggles.
Arena.
Were you laughing at?
He's tried to tell a joke that was shit.
What's wrong with you today?
He said he'd done an indoor race, and he said it was an arena race.
No, it's intense, wasn't it?
Well,
okay. Shite.
Does anyone get what he's on about?
No, not at all.
Right, I'll carry on. Anyway, so they've done this intense race, sweating. As a rider, you want to change your helmet pads, change your goggles, probably put some new gloves on and that, but it was from the finish line, literally roll onto the gate again. So they've done 2 6-lappers and then a 10-lapper, I think it was, in MX2. And I think even then, from a spectator side, you didn't even have time to go and have a piss or get a drink. Or like, you would have missed the start if you went off because they were literally 4 minutes in between them. So they were on the bounce, but the show was done within, I think, a bit over 2 hours, 2.5 hours or something. So they could have just extended it all a little bit, had a smaller break in between the races. And personally, I would have gone MX2, MX1.
Yeah, because it makes it more interesting. I was well excited to see Tomac come bombing off the start line. Max Hansi come around the first turn again. They also didn't tell you who was coming up next.
No, 1 minute you're watching Max Hansi, next minute Sheeny's doing a double backflip and then AJ Tracy was rapping. Or, you know, like, oh, fucking hell, what's happened here?
And then, like, with the Super Bowl, that's like a massive crowd, like, entertainment. That's exciting. But what they should have had is somewhere to see the times. And
oh, no screen or nothing?
Yeah, there was a screen, but it was, like, right on the top. And it was like an iPhone, the size of an iPhone. You couldn't see if the time was green or what. And obviously, if you don't know, even I know motocross, yeah, I know all the riders, but people have got new numbers or on new bikes.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I was looking at some people going, no
Super
idea.
Bowl's
I had no
good
idea.
A feature. I watched it, but I can. Whenever Super Bowl's in an event, I think that's a good feature.
Yeah, I like Super Bowl.
I actually think that as a person there, that's how we felt about it. But we blagged our way into a box, and then the box had the TV, what was playing. And I kept looking back at the TV, and you could actually, get quite a good view of it from
but
the telly.
That screen that was going around everywhere, they could have had it all dotted on there, you know, when they had a name come on and stuff.
Yeah,
it's there, just a few little tweaks, and it could be like a really,
you could
really
have
good
like
event.
Like a tower, like they
have a tower.
Yeah, a tower would have been
or
good.
A tower in the side.
I generally had a good day, but yeah, for the fan.
Yeah, do you know where his favourite part was?
Food.
After party.
Nope. Gate 4 on the entrance, because he felt like David
mobbed.
Beckham.
Mobbed.
Mobbed.
You
I
must
kept going
so
back
busy
to gate
because
four.
I actually messaged you and now I got no reply from neither of you.
No signal.
Wheels is funny with signal.
It was. I generally had such a good day, and I think it's brilliant that and how busy it was, because I think the majority was like core Matter fans. Like, I don't think many people have generally come just to watch the race who had no idea about bikes. So I think it was positive for everyone in the UK to show you, like, you can get big crowds if you do the right thing. Because
now I was very impressed by the what I obviously didn't watch the race live or on its services, but I've seen it plenty everywhere on Instagram, whatever else. And I thought, like, it's a pretty impressive spectacle for the UK to sell out that. Well, not sell out, but I think there was like 30,000
Pretty impressive spectacle, but a shame that no one will see it because you couldn't vlog, you couldn't film in the stadium, you couldn't do nothing. No.
Yeah, just a few little
Why
reels.
Do people do that? I don't get it.
That's Dean wanted us to make him a vlog. Got
that's
there.
Another good topic to talk about. Why do events do that? It makes no sense whatsoever. Like,
the more footage, the
what
better.
Do they think it's going to stop people?
Maybe they could say, you can vlog, but don't put it out till after the two channels we're putting
especially
on.
Especially the riders. Like, Dean's going to make a video and then it's going to get seen and then people in Australia go, oh, fuck me, that's coming that's here. I'll go and watch that.
Like, if Dean made a video, posted it, video would be seen just with more than
what they put out, probably
that they've got in that stadium.
Yeah, I just don't get it at all. Why Silly. They make that rule? It's counterintuitive.
But it's a big word, positive right? part of that, I really enjoyed it because I went to an event that I didn't actually do anything at and just watched an event.
How much did you pay for your tickets, you two?
We got media passes, but then they were pointless because we couldn't do it with them.
How much was a ticket? I don't actually know.
Cheap, I think.
I heard like all different prices, $160, $150.
$160.
Yeah, so I got told when they first released them $160, but then I think they released cheaper ones.
It was much cheaper than that, I think.
I've seen people online trying to sell them for like, I can't make it now, $150 a person, $300 for a couple.
Don't know then.
Nah, I can't.
You definitely want $160. People wouldn't have paid $160.
No.
I think a few people did. Sure, they was releasing different sections and they was like different prices.
Well, on the whole, I thought it was. Looked good from what I've seen.
Was really good.
For UK.
For the UK, I think it was.
Yeah, good. I reckon 85-90%.
The whole
there.
Day was good. Like, being in a city centre was so good because everyone was having beers before. The vibe around the whole city was mad. Mm. Even people was like, what's going on today? Because the city's normally not this mad before a rugby match. So
we,
I think
we said the gap in between practice and night show needed to be an hour longer, didn't we?
Yeah. How it worked was it was from 12 to one to three
with a normal ticket.
No,
but even so, that would have given the riders more time to then interact if they'd have gone into like the state. If the riders had had something in the city centre where even people that hadn't got tickets to the race yet to go see the riders could have done like a show like they do at World Superbike, like a fan zone show, and they were chucking t-shirts out and doing things. That would have been mad because obviously a lot of the people had gone to see the riders.
Yeah, like in Bursey, you have the track and then the paddock is also inside the stadium. So if you're sat in the seats, even when the race and everything's going you see all the vans and everything.
See what everyone's doing, yeah.
So you get a bit more of like an inside look.
But like what they do in Argentina at the race there where everyone goes into the town and you do that thing.
Yeah,
they could have easily done that. It was like you walked out of the stadium and you're in the city centre. They could have just had a big stage and an hour before they let everyone into the stadium had all the riders up there doing autographs, chucking t-shirts out.
Yeah, like finish practice at 3, go straight there until 4, and then 5-6 start
good.
The night show.
Like, I would have generally enjoyed to watch that.
Tommy won't be going, by the way, will you? Ever?
What?
You won't be racing it, ever?
No.
Do you know why?
Why not?
Why?
Because we got in the lift with the CEO, and he went, I'm CEO, blah, 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 of World Supercross. Not a Scooby-Doo, he was.
Oh, and then at the other one, no, I don't think he hadn't watched my videos, but he... Then I went.
Has he not liked and subscribed?
No, he definitely hadn't subscribed. And then I went to the after party and he was there and I was sat talking to Jeff Memmig and the bloke come over. He's like, I saw you earlier, got you into the lounge. Should I know who you are? I said, no. So that's don't worry brilliant. About it, mate.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
It's going to fall over. What,
but is it never going to happen, Tom, back in Supercross?
No. I thought when I watched, well, I think Chad Reed and Josh Gant's crash now was... bike related.
The chain snapped and then one the fuel pump broke.
Yeah, so I thought when I was watching it, I was like, oh, when you don't do it all the time, it's easy to make a mistake. And no, those two have made a mistake. And that makes me think I shouldn't be doing it because when you try and come back to something like that, it's more difficult. And they're both winners at Supercross. So what chance have I got in fucking trying to have a go?
But then now, swearing.
Now I've actually gone Vulgar. And had a look. They both had a bike malfunction. That's why they crashed. So, but I still don't think I'll be there next year.
I don't think the dirt helped, though. It was like concrete. And I think if you just accelerate a little bit too early or something, like even see slipping. Tomac like spinning out, and I think where Wilson crashed, I don't think he made a mistake before, but
he tagged Jack Brunel's wheel.
And then when he's on the angle on the top there, and you could see his the tire mark on the dirt, like
right, it was,
yeah,
180 off it. Bless him.
Yeah,
he had a good weekend.
No, Dean had a bad weekend. Probably better off. Lucky we didn't vlog him on it.
Yeah, no, it was unlucky for
him. Yeah, that is actually true.
Poor Dean.
Poor old Dean.
From Nations.
But Max Anstey excelled.
Yeah, he excelled in one race.
No, he was good all day.
He was good.
He won two out of four races. He won the heat race, which was a main race because no one qualified.
So, well, that's a good question that I want to ask. What is the format? How do you become the overall winner?
So what is that then? Didn't Max win the first race of the night?
No, the second race.
The second main,
so
I think.
How many heats is it?
Was it not a heat race as well?
The heat. There was four races for each, 250, 450.
Yeah.
Heats, one heat.
Yeah, one heat, but everyone qualified. So it was a main.
It got but that went for your start position in MX2 because MX2 didn't do Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Max won that.
Yeah, that's why he had first gate pick.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But he beat everyone because everyone was in that race.
No, it wasn't. It was separated into two races.
Oh, sorry, was it? Okay, yeah. Right.
Oh, so there was five races, was there?
Yeah, but the first one,
heat one, heat
first
two.
Heat once was half the right.
Yeah,
second
okay,
heat
right. Right, I'm with you.
To win two out of four races,
they went to the start line. First place in heat one went first. First place heat two went second.
Okay.
Second place heat one went.
Makes
third.
Sense.
So there was a heat to qualify.
A heat for gate position.
Your times in the day gave you a heat. I think they went odd even.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they did two heats. And then there was three races, three mains.
Three mains, yeah. And they were the ones that were on the bounce, and that was
And it was what,
overall.
Points accumulated for the three mains?
Yeah.
But for instance, Shane McElrath won the overall. I didn't see him all night.
Yeah, but you didn't know what he looked like.
Didn't know what he looked like.
Because I've seen a picture of the
podium. Did you know what he looked like?
Couldn't work out who it was.
If he rode past, did you know that one was Shane McElrath?
White bike.
That's what I said.
White Yammy, wasn't it?
I didn't hear his name get called out once in the night show.
No,
and
well,
I
that
don't
was
even
another
think
thing.
He
you didn't. You couldn't really hear a lot of things on the tannoy, could you?
No, that's what needs to change. I didn't even know Shane McElrath was riding.
We sound like we're being a bit negative. It was 95% 90%.
Yeah,
good.
On a whole, it was brilliant. Like to watch and to have that in the UK was brilliant. Mm. I even said that to the promoter when I told him.
You know.
No, this was another promoter. One was the owner, and I think one's the promoter, and one was the CEO, but. I was with Jeff Emig after, and he says, what did you think? And I says, for us in the UK, it's so good because the whole world's not America. Like, America series is obviously the premier Supercross series, but the rest of the world don't have a race. So for us to have one here is important for the British fans, and to get 40,000 British motocross fans at a race is mega. Like, if you expected any more than that, I said, then I think you was like, expecting too much.
No, it was good.
So on a whole, I would have said if I was him, you should be really happy with the
and like crowd. you're never watching Tomac race Supercross or Roxham race Supercross unless you go to America.
Yeah.
So for UK,
yeah,
it's like a one-off opportunity. It's
definitely cost you fortune to go to America to watch him, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
generally would.
It's quite expensive going and watching people in America.
How much did you spend?
And they'll fucking finish. Oh, sorry, that was
don't
the
talk
last
about
vlog.
That. That'd be last vlog.
That was the last vlog.
How much did you spend out there? You looked at your statement, yeah. Well, you had a mattress on the floor at our house. You still owe me for that.
No, but
what about the hire car that you got taxied around in for 4 days, and the fuel for that? You paid for the one tank of fuel.
I didn't pay you any fuel in
and
your car.
And he's invoiced ACU for that.
You did. We took your card
you
one
took
morning.
Took your card for fuel
on
one
the coffee run.
Fuck, you done the coffees, not fuel.
No, you done fuel. Dean done coffees.
How much was fuel?
Don't know, but we kept clicking.
And did bloke meet you next to us? The pump next to her.
We tipped the woman as well because you have to tip in America.
Tipped her for what?
Turning the button on.
Stop talking about that. That was the last vlog. Let's talk about Ben.
Yeah, let's talk about Ben.
Any questions for Ben?
I did do some questions for Ben, but why don't we just talk about Ben's... are you going to race World Supercross next year?
If you're racing MXGP, it's going to be difficult, I think.
Oh, yeah, because World Supercross next year is in summer, is it not?
Yeah, I think they've just done like a one-off this year, like the three rounds, just so the Americans can do it. But I don't know if that World... whatever it's called.
A super
motocross thing is going to stop the Americans coming over or what, but... But if you're racing MXGP and yeah, you've got 20 races plus some pre-season ones and then maybe a bit of Dutch Championship or whatever, when the season's done, you're like, I'm done. I want to just...
You were done well early, wouldn't you?
Yeah, this year I was,
stop
yeah.
being so
you,
horrible.
No, you were done what before else? The season was done. What I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to...
Don't stop being nasty, because you've had three or four good years.
Yeah, I know. I've been in that same situation where it's hard work.
You've been scared to put something on Instagram as well.
Put me out of the business. Put me out. I retired.
And now?
Ben, now it's better.
Ben, is this thing that you're doing tomorrow MXGP related? So we're still looking at MXGP.
Yeah.
You still fancy MXGP 22 weeks.
We need a rider,
away.
Don't we? Like, yeah, if you want in it, there's no rider.
Yeah, I'll be the only British next year.
There's a question here for you, Ben, whilst we're on the MXGP topic, saying what would you change in the MXGP?
Oh, good subject.
Yeah, it's a good subject, but it's what the same. Like, everyone's just complaining about MXGP at the moment, but for one, there's way too many races.
22?
There's 20. I mean, the new calendar hasn't come out.
Right.
They want more. So, yeah, next year it could be 22. And, okay, like, it's normal. Like, MotoGP's, I don't know, 20, but they start and then they've got a bit of a summer break and it goes on longer, but...
And they don't really do much in the week, do they?
No, they can't ride in the week, no.
They're only
allowed on one or two official tests all year, I think it is. But then with motocross, it's, like, so full-on even during the week... Especially if you're living in Belgium, because you're just with everyone, you're with all the riders, and it's like every day is just a stopwatch fest, and there's no like rest. So I think if there was a few less races, a little bit of a change in the format, because an MXGP weekend's long. Like if you look at the AMA Outdoors in America, they're one day they have a qualifying session and then two races, and then they've got 12 outdoor rounds, and then same for Supercross, they're one night and they've got. I think 18, is it?
Yeah, so something like that.
Overall, they've got more events, but days on the bike is...
A lot less.
Yeah.
So you reckon you're doing too much on the bike?
Racing-wise, it's 40 days of intense
there was a big
MXGP
up about
race days.
The qualifying race at one round, wasn't there?
Yeah, so in France, Erne this year, yeah. There was... We'd done the free practice, we'd done the time qualifying, which those two sessions are almost pointless. They don't mean... anything for your Sunday.
Yeah, because...
And then same for qualifying race.
Timed qualifying if you still got a race.
Yeah, yeah. So you're doing like a qualifying session for your qualifying race. And then that's what everyone gets a bit annoyed about, because the fans, sometimes they don't even turn up until Sunday, because Saturday, you know, half the time in your quali sessions, you're just like rolling around, or then you do one lap. They could change the format to make it a bit better for the fans, which with less riding.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole scenario in France was because it rained bad. The track was like really wet. And then everyone just put the foot down and said no, because they refused to fix the start where they had a race before, and there was a berm came up on the first corner, and then with all the rain it turned to like just a huge pile of slop. And then they tried to take the digger on and was getting stuck. So they got the digger away and left the track. So they wanted a start into a
rutty berm,
big pile of like slop, and everyone said it's just way too dangerous. If you can't take the digger on there and prepare it for us, we're not racing.
Right.
And then I think the first 12 or 13 said, yeah, we're not riding, and they just pushed the bikes back. But I had to go and do that race.
And he wanted you to do it?
Yeah, I had to go and do that one.
You don't take no shit, does he?
Did you not want to do that?
Sorry, I'm not being...
Well, no, because I'm one of the riders. They're all standing up for something. And it just makes me look a bit of a dick if I don't stick with them.
Yeah, go against them.
I'm with the riders. Yeah. Like, I want the rider's safety to be a priority in MXGP. And if they're not willing to do it, they want to just send you out on something that's not... prepared.
I thought you was all being little bitches. I'd have just fucking...
I want to stay.
Oh,
I'd have just lined up. What?
You've been such a dick.
I'd just sent it.
He had one day on his new bike. He's felt special. Everyone's pointed a camera at him and fucking gone, you look great. And now he's...
My gear did look good. I'm only joking. I am with the riders. If I was been in that situation, I'd have been crying with you all.
But I wanted to keep my team happy. I wanted to keep Kawasaki happy.
It's a hard situation to be in for
but
every
I wanted
rider.
To still be with the riders, and... I was just in a bit of a pickle, and then I got told,
because what was
you need to go. So I went.
What was the situation with like the riders' teams? Did some of them support that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like Geyser, for example, he was winning every weekend, leading the world championship by 150 points or something. If he says, no, I don't want to ride this qualifying race.
Yeah, he's in a strong position, though.
He's in a strong position. And
but then
he's
Yamaha,
like,
for instance, one of their riders did race and two didn't.
Yeah, Renault went because it was France. It was his home race, and he thought...
Yeah, the French fines.
Like, imagine
yeah.
it was at Matley Basin.
Yeah, they're not lining
Everyone's
up.
Everyone's come. You are like...
You would 100% do it, yeah.
You need to do it. You need to just do something for them if you're all standing out.
Yeah, it's so hard. That's why it's always hard when they say all the riders need to stick together, because everyone's situations are completely different.
But the shit thing is, in that situation, all the riders, and then when the first guy that went, everyone from him went. So then you had the last like 16 or 17 people.
Oh, they went.
The top 12. Because one guy went, everyone else went.
It should be like based on the percentage thing, isn't it? If like over 30% of the field disagree, then it's off.
And then if you look in the rule book, if you don't start the qualifying race and stuff, it's like...
You can't race the rain race.
Yeah, you should...
Shouldn't race the next day.
And then that rule just got put out the window because Geyser wasn't there, Coldenhoff wasn't there. Like, the top 12 in the World Championship didn't do that race. So
what did they do? Line them up from like 18 outwards?
So then they just line them up last.
Which was fine, but I do... It's so hard. You say all the riders should stick together, and I believe that. But it's so difficult because every rider's in a completely different situation. Like you're there and you want to stick with the rider, but then your team says you've got to, so you're then not going to piss off the team because you're trying to keep everyone happy.
And then it's someone's home GP where Renault was the leading French rider in the championship and everyone's come, he's just come off like a 1-1.
Mm. You rallied the riders together this year, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, Raider, when it was getting dark, he was, well, no, we're not racing.
He did actually.
He's going, no, it's dark. Fuck
it was actually pitch black and we was about to go out and some of them were like, it was a double or money race. It was the double race for double money at the end. So then like a few of us were like, no, it's too dangerous. And then the other ones were like, fucking hell, we're up for the big money then. Let's go.
He was collaring me in the after party actually. I need to come to Raider.
It was a good race.
Did you race the last race or did you pull out?
At Raider?
Everyone pulled out.
Everyone. No, they got called off in the end. Oh. But people would have raced. Some people just don't care. They
got delayed because of a red flag because Tommy nearly jumped on. Oh, no. Who was
no,
it?
That was a nut. That wasn't.
Oh, the race before.
The race before. It was getting sketchy. I was quite happy to call it a day at that point, to be honest. But back to MXGP, I agree, it's difficult. We actually done it in Brazil one year. No, sorry, Mexico.
With the dust.
Was you in Mexico that year?
No, I wasn't doing that.
Was that before your time?
Yeah.
That was 2011. 2011 or 2012?
No, my first year of GPs was 15. So I was 15.
Oh, wow.
You're so old.
Yeah, I am old, but Mexico, like so that was old. Mad.
I know. Really, Let me really talk. Old.
I know. But I feel you're quite youthful today. A new bike, and I
just put the MV in.
You're unbearable. Unfucking bearable.
This, in Mexico, we went there. That was a mad trip.
Is this all about you now?
Yeah, no. Well, this is a good story I'm going to tell. It's going to be about 5 minutes like one of yours. We went out there. The hotel, and that was nice, but the track was in Guadalajara. On all the news, the day we got there was 15 bodies hung upside down by their legs with no heads on them on the bridge next to the town.
What is wrong with you?
No, this is a genuine story. This is drug mecca in Mexico. Go to the track on Friday. As you pull into the track, a body's been chucked out the back of the truck. It's the lane's blocked off as you pull in off the motorway. Someone's just chucked him out the back. His shoes are flying. Shoes are one area. He's got no head on
where
either.
Are we going here?
I'm just saying. This is like this is the race. This is how the race has gone.
Great. Thanks.
Then we're in the paddock.
I'm sure everyone's gripped to the fucking.
No, this is a good story. It gets even better. Right, and then you're in the paddock. Some people like Philip Arts' passport's got stolen. I think Nagel's passport's got stolen. Nagel then got took to hospital because he had food poisoning. He missed the whole weekend. And then Saturday, we was racing and the track was that dusty that we had a protest for our heat race. Like MX2 had a bit of a protest. Me and Jeffrey didn't go out. And then Max Anstey went out and won the heat race because Max was just like, well, I'm racing. And Merv was there, so Merv, I think, made Max race. But we had another palaver. Like, I think that was the only time in a long time before that they had like a protest. It was at that race. Yeah. But then the fans, the promoter was real angry because obviously they've put on a race, like risked a lot to get a race in Mexico. And it's not like France, you have a race every year and it's just a bit muddy and that's the reasons behind it. This one was just, the track was that dusty. And then I can't remember, I think MX Run didn't line up at all. Overnight it was mental, everyone was kicking off, promoter was mad at the riders. Youthstream was really mad because they've obviously got a race there.
Still next struggling day, to find why, what the bodies part was
to the track. We next day we turned up to the track and they watered the track that much, it was just a pure mud race. And then that's my story.
Did that on purpose.
Yeah, did it on purpose. That's it.
Good.
Ended.
Great.
Thanks for that, Tom.
Great. Well, it's relatable to the what we were just talking about.
You didn't need to tell me about the decapitated body.
Well, I thought that was quite like a.
You're using that as clickbait.
I haven't actually lined up. I haven't had that situation in any other country. So why would I miss that story out? Like, does that happen every day? Some of your stories are well worse than that.
It's not a question anyway, but it says, Ben, just to let you know, the UK are fully behind you, whatever you choose to do next year.
Oh, that's nice.
Wolfenden.
You know, that's the first nice positive comment I've seen about me this year.
Yeah, Wolfenden Luke.
Nice one, thank you.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, nice one, mate. The rest, they've slagged you off for the rest. Of
them, most of them are Tommy's burner accounts.
No, there's another one.
I used to have burner accounts that used to like have a go at the people that used to slag me off.
Go back at the people.
I'd be like, no, he's mega. He's still really fast. Like, he's our best guy. How are you slagging him off? It was just me on burner accounts. Like six of them.
Would you like to race in America or Australia if a deal came up?
Yeah. I did actually have an offer from Australia.
Oh, that'd be mint.
And then I had one in Canada as well. So I was like, because this year, honestly, like I didn't enjoy it.
No.
I rang my parents sometimes and speak to my girlfriend and I was like, I think after this weekend I'm coming home. Like I'm going to call it a year. Like I don't care about the money I'll lose
what do you
or
reckon,
whatever. I'm coming home.
Was the main reason for that? Where do you think it all went wrong? Let's unpack it a bit more.
It's hard. It's hard to say. I think in the beginning of the year, like with Febra's injury, it just left me on my own.
Because that was as soon as you started, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was before I started. So I was on the way to
Burst.
Stop being
a dick. I'm just saying,
what's wrong with him?
I just said because his friend's not at the race.
Just let him fucking finish.
So I was on the way to Bursey actually to watch the Supercross with a few of my mates. And then I got the call on the way there to say like, yeah, we want you, blah, blah, blah. We'd obviously spoke before, but that was like the confirmation. So I was like, I'm mint. Going to Supercross, watching Fevra, like that night, just seeing him do a front flip over the triple and like news was out straight away that he smashed his tib and fib and whatever. And then I didn't know if he'd make the start of the season or what. And then anyway, he wasn't there like pretty much all year. He started again halfway through the year. So I went through the whole of the winter. Obviously Kawasaki was new for the team. No one had worked with the Kawasaki's before. Like the suspension technicians, I was KYB and the previous bikes were showered with Kawasaki. So everyone around me, everything, it was all new. And then if I went even to a training day, there was like 10 or 11, sometimes like 12 members of the team just there, like two sprinters.
A lot of pressure.
Cameras, like suspension technician vans. Mm. Just for me to start getting used to the bike. And then, you know, there were so many eyes on me and so much weight on my shoulders in one moment that I think before the racing even started, I was like mentally just drained.
Yeah.
And then when it was going bad and
then once you're in
I didn't
downward
get
spiral.
On with the bike, then some of the results were going bad and then I got ill and loads of little things
just that added
one big problem. And then through the season, you get maximum one weekend off. If you're lucky, it's normally three GPs in a month. Like, we had three, four races in a row at times. Like, you don't get chance to...
Yeah, you literally have a bad
to
weekend.
...to work on something or have a bit of downtime to kind of reset.
Yes.
Once the season's going, like, you're going to the end.
So you literally would finish on a Sunday, playing on Monday, Tuesday at home, set off again Wednesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, half the time I had to ride Tuesday. And I was riding most of the time, like, 2 weeks, two times in between per GP. Just not because I wanted to, because at one stage I didn't. And I said to the team at one point, like, I'm not riding for between these GPs. And then it looked kind of at one point they give up with you because you're just, they didn't give up with me. Like everything was there. It was all done properly. Like the bike and everything was like I was leading the world championship. It was everything brand new for every single race. And
am I right in thinking your bike, you can't really ride your bike without someone there to help start it, plug it in, fanny about a bit? Like you didn't just get a bike and you could go riding for a few days with your mates?
No, impossible. Like,
it has to have a system update just before you...
Yeah, so reboot. So before you start the bike, you have to plug it in. They have to go on the computer and like set it up. Then they start it. Then if you do like 10, if you do one lap or 10 minutes or whatever, when you come back, they have to plug it in, download the data. But the system stores, I think, like 45 minutes or something. So if you don't plug it in and you go back out for another session, if the data overrides from the last session and it amounts up to more than a set time, you start losing the data. And then Japan, they've got a big issue then.
Really?
And it's like, so I, like Christmas time, I wanted to come back and ride my bike with my mates because I want to be home for Christmas with my family. Yep. New Year was happening. But then I wasn't allowed to take a bike, which completely understandable.
But you couldn't even take a stock bike. But
yeah, I wasn't even allowed a stock bike or anything. So it started already like in Sardinia and before the races even started, like getting a few things which make it difficult to do, to make yourself happy. So then I came home and I went to SJP Motor and just bought myself a Kawasaki. And then that's what I rode it when I came home. Just like we had
a stock bike.
There's things that happen throughout the year what you definitely
can't
say on here, but...
What?
Do you want to sell your bike quickly?
Yes, for sale if anyone wants it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's done 2 days around Tommy's house. And it's
done a couple of big days up at Ashby.
Yeah.
I had a tear up with your dad around Ashby.
It's
a good story, yeah. I'm riding, doing laps around Ashby, minding my own business. Get behind someone, Cowie, old, probably, I think he had Nathan
Watson.
No, he had Nathan's service orange pants on.
No, he had
Ben's
Nathan.
Old fox helmet. Yeah. He loves that setup.
Yeah, he had that setup on. So I'm just minding my business. I think it was my first session. I'm like a diesel. It takes me a while to get going. So I follow him for like half a lap. And I thought, right, I dive to this inside line. Thought I'm having him. He goes outside.
60.
And then the line cuts back over my line. So I'm going around inside line. His line cuts back over. He clips my back wheel, goes down. So I'm like, oh, didn't really want to take anyone out. Like, I'm just, it's a Sunday, not really here to just smash people off the track. Felt a bit bad. Carried on, finished my session. Next session, go out, minding my own business again. Go past someone. He steams back up the inside of me, then brake checks me. And I'm like, I was like, this bloke's a moron. Like, I was like, I generally didn't mean to take him out the first session. Now I'm burning him up. I pull over to Keith on the side of the track, who owns Ashby. And I'm like, just getting burnt up. I said, this bloke tried to take me out over there. So I'm sitting there. He goes, who's that? I said, mate on a Cowie. I don't know. Odd kit. I was like, I went up the inside of him and I took him out accident first session. I said, now he's brake checked me and almost tried to T-bone me. Come round. I'm like, him. Here, look. Keith goes... That's I can't even think your dad's first name.
Miki.
Yeah, that's Miki, he goes. That's Miki. And I'm like, and he's like, Ben's dad. I'm like, fucking hell. I was like, what's he trying to take me out for? Then he pulls over. He was like, I've still got it, and I can still. He was like, take me out, I'll put you on the floor. And I was like, yeah, that's so good.
That's
and it was
brilliant.
It was actually when Ben was racing his first round in Sardinia, and then we went back to his camper and was watching him on the phone.
You've redeemed yourself for that story.
Was brilliant.
That was a good one.
That was better than the
another
last
story
one.
That reminded me when Ben was saying that, which I started laughing. I wasn't laughing at him for having a bad thing with Kawasaki. Was when I was in the same situation as him, I got called up to Kawasaki, everyone was injured. And it was just me there. I flew in, go to the test.
Came to do the filling.
Yeah, come to be
you
a filling.
Story. You had
I know, but it was just. Pads. It was just no peak.
Bullet heading around for factory cowing.
All the team there, 8 members, 2 press officers. We all set off 6 hours to France for my first day. No peak. Just, but they went, "Well, you can't ride." I was like, "Yeah, we'll ride with no peak." And they're like, "Well."
Can't really do a press release, new KRT ride, and the rider's got
no peak. So there's no pictures of me at the day, obviously. But I'd done a bullet head all day with all 8 people there and 2 press officers.
Do you look like Mark Metzger?
The next day?
Next day, I broke my rib in the car park, putting my boot on. Wasn't you there in... Didn't someone talk about this in MX of Nations to you? And you was it not? And you were saying, I couldn't believe it. And who was there?
When?
Don't know. Someone was confirming the story anyway from KRT, and it was just just confirmed it. Can't remember, but anyway, that made me laugh.
The whole thing is believable, though.
That made me laugh when Ben. Honestly, I sat in the back looking for my peak. I looked in my bag 10 times, emptied the bag, looked in my backpack.
Every
I'm just like, I forgot it, and I walked around the corner, just no peak, full gear, goggles on. I was like, oh.
And did they find it amusing, or what was the?
No.
What was the? None of them.
Well,
not one.
No.
Not one person.
They're a lot more of a funny bunch than the team Ben was on. So they, I imagine Ben's team would have found it a lot less amusing than the team did with me. But they were still wasn't happy.
Oh dear.
And definitely wasn't happy after I broke my rib the next day.
just to go back to your year. So,
I think what you said about the team's changing completely. Made his life a lot harder.
I actually didn't know that, so I think a lot of people probably won't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was the first... Well, it makes sense now because it was Ice One Husky last year.
Yeah.
But I hadn't put that together in my head.
If you had just jumped to Ice One Husky and they had all been on Huskies and they all had their setups...
Yeah, they had a base
have,
for everybody
they had
and
a base.
Knew where to go.
You've basically done everything pre-season on your own.
Yeah, and what like a lot of people don't understand is they see Fevre jump back on the bike and then he's like third or fourth or whatever and he did so good last year, but my bike was a different chassis, different swing arm, different forks, different manufacturers.
Yeah.
Not even them bikes just weren't even.
I remember when you bought it here, and I looked at it and said, "Well, that's not even a Kawasaki."
The same.
The factory one. Yeah,
didn't even look like a Kawasaki.
But also, it's a lot of the data from the Kawasaki team that was owned by a French team didn't get shared to the new team. Because there was a falling out.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't like they just wheeled the bikes in
and says, that's the bike Fevre on. We've got all the data. When they went there was a bit of a falling out. So Kawasaki started from scratch and then Ben started from scratch. And I think if you'd have gone to the old Cowie team, having all the base they had, you'd have jumped on.
You're well brushed up on your Cowie knowledge, aren't you?
But there was no base because I was the first rider with KYB suspension.
Yeah, so you were doing everything.
So,
but if you jumped in with the team that had been there for 10 years, you'd have just jumped in and gone straight onto Fevre's bike. It would have been a different story. It's just circumstances were completely different. So the team were searching. You hadn't even rode that bike. It's not like you'd been on a Cowie for a year.
No.
It was like everything was, you was all up against it.
And
even though it's factory, they still have to start from somewhere.
Were you riding by yourself? Most of the time at the beginning of the year, too,
every
which
single
is
every
horrendous
single day
anyway. Well, I don't know about you, but I hate it.
And then,
especially if you're trying to test or like actually get data.
Yeah, you've got no one to talk to.
Yeah, like no one to like
compare.
End of the day, like, what did you think about this? What did you think about that? Like, that makes such a difference when you're testing. I would really hate that.
But then at one stage,
because you don't even know in your own head, you just question yourself.
Yeah, it's nice to confirm. Like,
I don't know. Just go back to that. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, and I got so far like trying this that I was like, I'm lost.
But
so
also, you're not even training when you're not training properly when you're testing either, really, are you? Because
no, but you're in out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're thinking about the bike more than you are thinking about just, all right, I'm going to do 2 motors or 3 motors today and like actually work hard. Whereas you do 2 laps, you do 2 more laps. Like it's difficult to actually build your base and actually like
and just enjoy riding.
Yeah,
like,
also
go, just put your leg over the bike, just go ride.
Yeah, like, because you've got to think about everything. Like, yeah.
But then at one stage, I got so confused, so lost with it that I spoke to Carrie and KYB, and I said, like, because Tomac was racing with KYB in America, and they said, yeah, well, we can just put his setting straight in, and you can try it. And yeah, I remember they put his setting in. I did one lap round. I think it was Bergham. It was like deep, rough sand. I almost crashed like three times on one lap. Just, it was so far from what we used.
Where you'd been.
Like, it but was I'll solid.
Get,
it
just I guess didn't, the whole bike's different as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Everything's from one rider to the next.
Better just going back to a complete stock bike and going, rah, back to a stock
bike.
Well,
that bike.
Yeah, that's what I tried. I tried to do
like
that.
A fucking robot compared to it was so far away from a stock bike.
Yeah, but then at one stage I said, like, please can I have a stock engine and suspension, like you can put the covers on everything, like,
because the bike's so good from stock,
but but durability.
Oh my god,
what
is it? Are you a Cali ambassador now, are you?
Honestly, I've rode it and it is so good from stock. Literally, I barely needed to touch anything.
God,
I just was away.
You said the same about the Honda.
Honestly, this one was like unbelievable.
I've got a new hoodie out as well. Ed's wearing it. If anyone wants to go and buy one of them, broken, very nice new British World hoodie.
Yeah, I've got something on.
Your merch is somewhere on the internet, isn't it? Where can they find that?
Me. I don't know the password to Instagram, but it's on there somewhere.
You've got a website. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've got a website, yeah.
But is it Ben Watson?
Can you say it or are we just going to guess it?
I don't know what it is.
You're useless at selling stuff, Ben.
No, Ryan does it. I don't.
Me and Bill had a chat with your brother last week. Nath. Good Nath. Podcast. Oh, very
not
underwatched.
That whole podcast.
No, very underwatched.
It is underwatched. Go on, it's only watch on like that. 8K views on
yeah, it's
YouTube.
Hilarious. It's great. He was telling us all
and
about
it. And it's a good one. I listened to little bits.
It is good. I enjoyed watching it back whilst editing it.
Did I wish I was. Romaniacs,
he did Romaniacs.
I wanted
yeah.
to do it when.
I wanted to be here when
yeah,
you done that.
But there's so much we didn't talk about.
Because he can come
do
back.
Part two.
Well, hopefully he'll do a win this weekend coming and then we can have him back.
Yeah.
Can he win the World Championship?
Yeah. Well, I think he's 12 points behind. Yeah, from the Championship lead.
He needs big weekend.
Third is 12 points behind him, sir.
But it's two
could
days.
Become
two
world champ. It could become world champion.
If he goes 1-1 and mate, he goes 2-2. What does that mean?
No, I don't think that's enough.
Oh, no,
it's
not
12
enough.
Points because it's conventional points, I think.
What, 25, 22?
I think so. I think it's three.
From he said percent. When he was here, he needs, needs a good tests. Weekend.
No, it's just no. each day.
The Friday.
Friday goes towards Super Saturday overall.
Goes towards. I think that's the distance.
Friday gets no. Friday gets added on to Saturday's total time. That's and then end of Saturday is around.
Bill done around. Pounds.
I'm going to go and watch my first Enduro. I'm going to watch Nathan first
one,
time ever.
First time ever? Yeah. What, since he did Enduro?
Since he started Enduro, yeah. First time.
It's a good one to watch, to be fair. Well, it'll have been by the time this podcast comes out, because this weekend coming. Yeah, yeah. But it is a good round. It's right next to where Getson was, Tom.
Oh, I like that, true. that come up on my... no, it's still... when was Getson's last round?
It was November last year.
Yeah, I thought it was late on.
Very late last
and
year.
And this year it's finished already.
This year finished this weekend.
It was a good crack, Getson, but...
Getson was good.
We've done that story. Someone wants to know here how they can
do
get
the story twice.
Yeah, some people don't watch it all. Everything.
Well, we're talking about Ben Watson, not you. You've had your minute and you fucking...
He's had a fair few minutes in this one.
Yeah, we're talking about Ben here. Rick. Someone wants to know how they can get a signed Ben Watson Yamaha jersey.
Message Tommy, he'll have a chat let you know.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm trying to set you up there.
Do a giveaway.
Yeah, any order giveaway. On Ben Watson merch from now until next Wednesday will go into a draw to win a signed
right,
Ben...
Okay.
We'll put
that'd
it
before a helmet in as well.
What's the percentage for you to do the managing?
What of the ordering?
Just Instagram and
60%. I give him
60%.
Oh God, 60% of nothing. Why do you need it all doing?
I'm not very good myself, I'll be honest.
Ed's brought my career back to life, so
yeah, it's good.
I think I played a role in it as well. If you don't mind giving some credit to me,
and William have
60% Ed, 40% you.
This is what I said to him the other day, that he's had. The team at MX and Nation has had the worst weekend ever
of
in 10 years, and he's God still.
No, not God, but I did okay. No, like,
I did okay.
You generally did do good.
No, but
not
come
good,
on. But come on, like, Ben. 5 years ago, when he was doing GPs,
if
he'd have crashed on the first corner, they'd have gone fucking
wanker. Can't even get around the first corner.
Why did you crash on the start street? I've watched that back a few times.
Yeah, I've watched it back a few times. And
I feel like you should have seen he was there.
No. he comes in so hot and then hits the brakes. He gets passed. Jet gets passed by three riders. I think he felt intimidated by me. Like, regardless of Saturday's lap times, there was like 4 seconds off.
Privateer Honda coming up the inside of
him. Yeah, and he was like, "I'm having him off
in the car park."
Because Guadaladini went round the outside and what someone else. Call it? Guadaladini straight round the outside.
Is he a Mexican rider?
He was at the race in Mexico.
I don't think he was born at that point.
Where was what's his name? What's his name then?
Guadagnini.
That's what I said.
Guadalini.
Guadalini.
He's Bill's mate, isn't he?
It's just his hoodie.
Oh, is it?
Just found it in the van.
Well, yeah, anyway, Guadalini went straight round the outside. There's no way someone should go round the outside of you.
Rising tide floats all, helps all sailors.
We had a mega weekend there in 2018.
We did. Yeah. But I actually seen, we actually got fifth and then promoted to third after about 2 weeks.
Yeah. But I...
Who else got disqualified? Italy and...
Someone else.
Yeah... they were using legal. No. One.
We didn't really. We sort of had a good weekend. You had the best weekend out of anyone that weekend. If you actually go results wise, 250 ride, you done well.
I was actually thinking the other day, look, it is the amount of podiums Great Britain have had in recent years. I think is quite impressive when you're like,
yeah, you're gonna
very
have
impressive.
Yeah, when you look at the teams that they've been against, like,
yeah,
when you, I would say when you like line them up on paper, like I think the amount of podiums Great Britain have had.
Well, that one we had a fifth. But it's a podium, so yeah, it's no, not a genuine
we
fifth.
Was fifth, but then Italy had the fuel, the illegal fuel, and then that put us to third from that one team disqualified somehow, I don't know.
No, two must have got disqualified. No. One scheme gets disqualified from fifth wouldn't put us third, surely.
Because yeah, maybe when they get maybe in one race, the races, the
both
points,
Italians were ahead of
points
you.
Points worked.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
His little pea-sized brain has just been...
Yeah, my little pea-sized brain did, couldn't protest that. Couldn't protest it. Process it. What was it I said yesterday about the money spent?
When, you know the saying, speculate to accumulate? Mm. He's come out with spend to accumulate.
In a genuine way, I was like, well, you got to spend to accumulate. And he's like, what are you on about? I'm like, well, you got to spend it, like invest it to accumulate it. And he's like, speculate to accumulate.
We
and
could
I was
joke
like,
about your day right. at work. That'll have been out by now. How do you reckon that's gone down on the tube? And you
I don't know. I think it's really funny. Maybe we find it funnier than what it was.
No, it is. I showed Stan
the GTC.
This morning,
you've not seen
tears.
It, have you yet?
No, I've seen the steel toe.
Really, again?
I had general tears out of Stan's eyes and watching.
I think if they generally get invested in it early on, like, and you watch it properly, it's really funny. It's but if you don't pay much attention, then you might get bored. But if you
this
if
is
you
Tommy's
really
vlog
attention,
about his new bike, and it's called something like along the lines of "I've got a new job on YouTube."
We was thinking we need to shorten it a touch because that's 7 minutes at the minute. But it was generally funny. Like Nick's sound, we was at the site, generally a mint day. So, but I don't know. Sometimes you can get invested in your own video, can't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Like you at the zoo.
That's another thing I've told him this morning.
Yeah, Ed told me that.
It's now not a zoo.
No, you went to watch birds. You were the
monkeys.
Only one that liked it.
It was monkeys and it wasn't a zoo.
Oh, was it not?
You fucking moron.
Right, anyway.
We're not allowed to swear anymore. We've been told off for swearing.
You have.
Back
you
to
have? Well, it's all your fault. It's only your videos that have been flagged.
I swore on Bill's video.
The podcast can still be explicit because that's real.
Does Karen not watch the podcast?
Karen doesn't watch the podcast. Karen only watches the vlogs.
Fuck Karen.
Can we say what happened on that or not?
No, we can't.
We just got told off. We've had a Karen.
Anyway.
To be fair, though, it's Ed does do a lot less beeps than me.
Yeah, I forget.
It was, which
I forget.
Makes sense. It was your video that's got flagged.
Do you know
my
why
performance in your video.
Do you know why I do a lot less beeps? Because I'm just doing too much stuff. I've got too many things to do.
I'll listen to
no, me. Honestly, listen to me.
Yeah, because you're only doing your video. He's doing mine and then he has a business he runs, he says.
I'm not a professional athlete or anything to
you've
do.
You've done nothing
the
past 6 months.
The minute we finished today, was are the pictures ready? Are the pictures ready?
I just wanted to look at them.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Exactly. Fucking 30 seconds after I'd finished taking them.
Are they ready?
No. All three of you can answer this question, but can you answer it quickly?
I see why you was focusing on Ben, because before I said, when we have a guest, we focus on the guest.
Yeah, but it's his ear. It's not
yeah,
as
and then I
ear.
Sort of went off track.
Mad that you would do that, innit?
Well, I'm no, because at first we would have a guest. Matt Jones come on and you spoke for 45 minutes before you said hello.
That's why I'm trying to keep it relevant, because we'll all be here again tomorrow doing another one and Ben won't.
Back to Ben.
Can I have your high and your low of your career so far? All three of you can do it, but we'll go Ben first.
High of my career, obviously winning MXGP at the Nations. First Grand Prix win in Lommel. Both Grand Prix wins also in Italy was like...
No, we want one. We want your high. High,
yeah. I would not... Surely you'd put a Grand Prix win before the MX Nations win.
First Grand Prix. Yeah, if you want like my highest, like...
Highest of highs.
Yeah, my first Grand Prix win in Lommel.
Lowest of lows now.
Specific moment, not specific, just this year.
Specific moment.
What, like a real low point?
Come on, everyone in the heartstrings. No, like it happened this year. Specific scene of events over the course of like an hour, which you were just in the gutter.
when Kimi called me.
And Kimi then, called you?
Yeah, Kimi called me.
Kimi Räikkönen for
that's
those
pretty weeks. Cool, that though. That clip.
What did you see when he put up the phone? It just said Kimi.
No, so I'll tell you, it's quite a good story, actually. Basically, Antti, we'd had most weekends were shit, but I had like a real bad one. And then I had the message Sunday night, like, we need a meeting in the morning. So, all right, no worries. Like,
that's a we need to talk.
So I went to the workshop and then basically he scheduled a call with Kimi, but hadn't told me. So then we sat down, we were chatting for 5 minutes and honestly, like Antti does want the best for you. And he's like a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, I quite like Antti.
But on a business way, like he's got a lot. He's carrying a lot.
He's got a lot to do as well. Shoulders, yeah.
And I'm the only rider and he's got this full setup. But anyway, he'd scheduled a call with Kimi without telling me. So I was not prepared in any way. And then, yeah.
What was he doing? Just chilling on a yacht or?
It's probably, maybe in Maldives at that time. I don't know. But he
ring this geezer up, give him a bollocking, then I'll get back to jet skiing.
What did Kimi say to you?
No, he didn't even give me a bollocking, but it was just the moment of like, he was trying to help me, but on a way like trying to say that I'm not good enough, like you need to do this and this needs to change. And he'd obviously had a lot of contact with Antti and kind of organised this call and planned like what Antti wanted me to do. But then obviously when Kimi calls you and tells you it's like,
yeah, you're like, oh, shit.
Now from here, you have to do this. So basically what it was, I said, like, how I feel we're working is not working. And, like, what you want me to do, I feel, was not the best for me. Like, I'm a bit different to, obviously, some of the riders you've had in the past. But then at that one stage, he was like, no, you need to do what I want you to do. And then basically he needed Kimi to tell me so that I did every single thing that he told me to do. And, yeah.
That was a low.
That was like a big, yeah, this year's going bad.
Oh, well.
Bill?
Come on then, Tim.
My highest of highs would be British GP win 2012. And then...
Oh, when Herland's crashed?
Yeah, when Herland's had a crash. And then...
He did race him quite good.
Yeah, race him quite good.
Yeah, that was good. I was there.
It was one of those because it was higher because the week before in Czech, I'd passed him actually... knocked him off and had a lead, and then he caught me back up, passed me, and I actually ended up finished third. So I had a bad race and I was like in a bad, not, it wasn't bad, I still finished third, but that time a third was like I was in tears. And then the lowest of lows, I haven't got a real low. I can't remember the low point. When you don't remember the actual low, when you're like in it you remember, but when you actually feel good about yourself again
I remember
like
the low.
Lows feel less low, if you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
you can pinpoint it. But now it would have been like KTM year was a tough year for me because I felt like I had the opportunity in 2015 and everything went wrong. Like it all went right up until Qatar, first race of the year, and then I broke my thumb, and then the second race of the year I carried on riding with it and then broke my back. So it's like you feel like you've got an opportunity, similar to like you this year, you feel like you've got an opportunity that you need to make the most of, but in that position I kept hurting myself, so I couldn't make the most, and I was like, it was just hard because you're like, I'm trying so hard, but it's not going well. I don't know an actual single low. I can't pinpoint it.
I remember I was in Thailand year when you had that big crash. The changing room was like a shared riders, like where everyone has the gear bags and then gets ready. And then just outside the door, the
jump.
Was it like a tabletop double over thing? I remember I was just fucking getting my kit off because I'd just finished my race before. I just heard this bike on the like just on the limiter. I remember running out thinking, oh, it was. And then, yeah, it was Tommy.
Yeah. It happened the same thing the year before as well on the big jump. Yeah. Twice I was in hospital in Thailand. But what would you say was, why can you say you can pinpoint it?
I remember seeing you.
Spain?
No, sat with it, a bit of a miserable heart, hand in your head moment in the back of the Boss Kawasaki van.
Oh, Boss. Yeah, but that was a little bit different because I would already, it was bad, but you're sort of, I was past the good point then, like you was trying to get back, but I feel like that was a real low as well. But then I feel when you're on the factory team and you can't make the most of that, that was harder to deal with than Boss.
Yeah, fair enough.
Boss, you're like, you're at a point where there was no return.
Let's see if we can get Bill's high and low.
High is probably meeting Ed. Low is probably meeting Tommy.
Well said, well said.
Right. I've been thinking of that for about the last 10 minutes while you've been fucking waffling on. High is probably... A specific moment is probably the first round of the 2019 Super Enduro World Championship. Because it was like exactly a year after that I broke my leg, like one day out from being a year. And then obviously my foot didn't work for quite a while. And then the lows probably just sat looking at my foot that didn't work. I thought I'd be able to ride, but because it was like, I think almost 6 months I didn't ride. And even when I started riding again, I had zero movement at all in my foot. So like until I started riding and actually did it, I didn't know what it was going to feel like because I could like push down and I could had like normal strength pushing down, but literally nothing lifting it up.
Couldn't lift your foot up.
So like I always knew I'd continue riding.
Yeah, but not to the same level.
I didn't know like if I would be able to ride how it was or like originally the plan was to wait until my movement came back in my foot before I started to ride
again. High and low.
All right, you had your turn. What?
Well, you didn't really tell us your high. Did you win a race something?
The first round of Super Enduro was 19.
Because the reason was because he didn't know exactly if he could get back to that level and then he got back to it and won, so it was a high.
Yeah, and I won that one. So apologies. Like, yeah, I beat Taddy in Poland, right, which was good.
I wouldn't have expected that as your high.
I wouldn't have. But it made you think, I can still win at this, yeah.
Yeah, because it was just the whole setup. And
was that your first World Super
Enduro? No, I won the... what do you know?
Because I'm part of your career from your trials days.
I won the last round. So 18 was my first year doing Super Enduro and I won the last round of 2018. Was my first win. I was second in the championship that year. And then it's gone all right since then.
I've followed him since his trials days.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
No, we need a low.
Ben and Nip.
He's done the low. The foot.
You're part of the foot.
Oh, sorry.
Dirt bike attention show. Rather than just
That's when you first picked him up.
That's when I first started following Bill. Yeah, dirt bike show. I remember I was walking out. I think I was done there for the day and I was walking out and then clear some trials bikes and then in the
sending it
barn
on the
bit at the back of dirt bike show there was a trials show.
Heard about this.
So I walked over there and I was like, fuck God. Then I remember just guy I'd never heard of, his bright orange helmet. And then I was with Red Bull at that point and Dougie Lampkin was there. So he pulled over like mid show and was just having a chat and then Bill was there just sending stuff on this trials bike and then looked at him.
Like,
was
just
going hard on speaking about 2 hours sleep. Just
speaking to Dougie.
Well, you'd had a big night out.
Every dirt bike show, when you're about surely 18, about the 15. Dirt bike show you got every night. Dirt bike 18 show years good. Old at the dirt bike show.
Mad night. Ray Chas, ask him Ray Chas.
I was probably only 17 that year. But I remember you and Nathan did a trial at Bracken Rocks.
Yeah, we used to do it. I remember Christmas time. Christmas, I don't know. You always used to get some new boots for Christmas or something. And
I don't
new
know what year it was being.
Be on it.
Fuck. Was the last round of the championship, YMSA. Do you remember them? YMSA championship.
Yeah, I used to race YMSA as a kid.
Yeah, do we have,
they have a trial? They have a trials club too. And I can't think what year it had been, but it was long ago. I remember you and Nathan turned up.
Yeah, probably.
I knew who you were.
14 or 15.
Did they beat you?
No, they didn't beat us. I also remember going to watch at Whitby one year and Ben was on a Honda.
Was I there?
Honda 150.
Yeah, and you whole shot and checked out that race. That was
I knew who you were from, like, reading dirt bike.
Was that Red
stuff.
Bull?
Red Bull Pro Nationals at Whitby.
They were mega, they were.
I only done one of them.
See,
I've
got such a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, you followed it.
I remember you from Fat Cats, Ben, when your mum paid me 150 quid to make an edit of you.
Yeah, I've still got that.
I made one of you and Nathan.
I remember the no back break from...
From Whitby?
Yeah, was that at Whitby as well? I remember watching the video when I was a kid and... Or Rambo go mental.
Yeah, Rambo was, he was mechanic trainer, like he'd do just some stupid shit on the bike to try and be that little bit better. And back in the day, like them days, if I didn't win the race, I was like fuming.
You didn't get
like
food on the way home.
Yeah. If I didn't win out, it was bad. And then I remember that time at Whitby, and then my brake, it felt like I had a bit of air in it or something. It was... Yeah, you'd go for it one time and then it'd be there, and then you'd go come into one corner and it would not be there, and I finished, I think, probably finished second in that race, and I came and I was crying my eyes out. I was going mad about it. There's no back brake, kicking off at him. He's going, there is, and he took the metal plates out to fucking make the rear end like 0.1 of a gram lighter or something, and yeah, it got boiled over or something happened. I can't remember. Anyway, my brake was coming in and out, and then there was a YouTube video of me. Yeah. Crying.
Really?
Yeah, have you not seen it before?
I'll watch it.
Well,
later.
No, it's like, yeah, Red Bull had a filming series. Ah. I think Kellett made it.
Yeah.
And they just followed like a few selected riders.
Do you have a
over
Red Bull
the
helmet
series.
Then,
though? Just chimpies.
Oh, that's quite cool.
I wasn't allowed a full helmet until I was like 18, I think.
Oh, wow. That was good to have that deal. So I remember you at Supercross, Sheffield, on an auto,
yeah.
Yeah, you think you would have won? Was it you and Max Hansi? How old's Max compared to you? Max a bit older, isn't he?
No, Max was always on the Cowie.
Yeah,
85.
So you was at auto. Max
was on the 50, KTM 50, yeah. I remember that day.
I can picture you going through the whoops.
Yeah, I remember getting some chrome number 99s. And then what we did, we put the chrome 99s on first and then had the same in black. Just put them like slightly left.
Yeah.
So I had like a chrome background on my numbers and I was buzzing over them. And then took the bike through scrutiny and they didn't allow the numbers. I had to take them off.
Oh, you made it all shiny for Supercross?
Yeah, I made it all like for the lights and then I had to take the numbers off.
Mm. Right. What year would have that been?
06.
Yeah, because I would have been racing on a Cowie.
You was on a Cowie.
Yeah, that would have been one of my first pro Supercrosses for Molson.
06.
Mm. So that's mad because you was on a 50 and I was pro.
Yeah.
Bloody you're hell. So old. That's what I keep saying. You're so old.
Yeah, but I'm not that old. I'm only 8 years older than you. You're 25.
There was 24. A question in here that said something like, did Ben look up to Tommy when he was younger? Well, I can't find it.
Doubtful. Let me work it out. So 8 years, yeah. I'm 89.
97.
Wow.
8 years
eight
older.
8 years. Wow. But that's mad gap to be like, you're on an auto, I'm pro. It's only 8 years from when you go auto to pro.
Yeah, but what was you, 16?
16, yeah.
15, 16.
So you would have been
eight. It must have been older than that. You kind of been still on an auto when you were...
I was on an auto when he was
in 06?
Yeah.
Because I went to...
You were nine?
I did Loretta's on an auto.
No, you wouldn't have been nine on an auto.
He was 97.
I was maybe 15.
You did turn pro in 15, didn't you?
Yeah, I reckon maybe I wasn't pro that year. I reckon it was 05, 2005. End of 05, because then, and then I would have been on Molson. Yeah, if you was on an auto, you wouldn't have been on an auto.
I don't know, but I've got the video. I watched it not that long ago, and I was on a KTM 50. Max Ansi was on a KX 85, and you were on a Cowie in the adult class.
Oh, so yeah.
100%.
So you were just fucking trophy hunting on your auto.
That's what
basically.
I'm thinking, yeah.
12 years
Hot
old.
Hunter.
No, I don't know. I don't even know how old I was.
You were big on it. I remember you being big on it. It's all right.
Anyway,
Edward, give us something else to talk about. Well, pick it back up again.
Apparently, someone was sitting next to Ben Watson at the World Supercross and has never seen someone's face concentrating so hard as he studied Eli Tomac.
Learn anything?
That's just because I race bikes. I think I'm just interested in.
What did you learn from him?
Well, he's unbelievable on a bike.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. This year, he's done well.
The top half of his body just don't move. He's just like, he's so locked. Every time the dirt was so slippy, and then there was one right hander where it was sitting before the finish,
he slid all the way around
and he just did the same thing every single lap. Like, he just released the brake one point, accelerate, and every single time it was perfect. Then you watch some of the other guys come around, and it was like, yeah, I want to get grip and then to go a bit wide and wanted to lose and turn too sharp, and then just he was so precise.
Your mate wants another free shout out.
Wants a what?
Another free shout out.
Who?
Well, he's asking questions I can't answer because we just can't. This is Amped.
He said thank you for his last one. He needs to start paying with, really, doesn't
say
he?
Say thanks for this one and I'll send you the bank details.
Get the wedge out, Tim.
Great. I don't know. This is Amped.
Stickers again.
Don't worry about it.
Pardon?
They're stickers again.
A sticker company?
Yeah.
Backyard Designs.
Piss off!
Come on. No, honestly, I'm actually running them now on the Cowie. I can actually use them.
Yeah.
Stuck so well on even the mechanics.
What on them two laps you did today?
No, they've not one's peeled off at all.
Can we talk about how many laps it took you to hit the... In fact,
no, I got the digger out before I hit it.
You got in the fucking skid steer.
I was getting used to my bike at that point. And I just thought... But anyway, back to the stickers. The mechanics said they were, never had a sticker fit on this bike so well. I said, Zeb, they stick on anything, mate. Put them in wherever you want.
Sam did say that.
Yeah, and nice.
Oh, my sister's actually got two new sets at home.
I had quite a big input. Yeah, we back and forth a bit. It's hard designing stickers. But you can do all that on the website on your own.
Shut up.
You can go back and forth as many times as you want, play around.
Me and Ed, 500 quid each for this now.
No,
I stop.
By this point, time next week, Bill, we can ask him for some dough. He will lower some dough next week.
Yeah, he's got a big week coming up, to be
Why,
fair.
What have I done?
It's the ride day.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to owe you boys money. This would be after the ride day.
Yeah, I hope you've all had a good time.
I hope you've had a lovely day. I hope the weather stayed dry because it's looking a bit wet at the minute.
Is it?
Call it off. No one gets refunds. It's just off. All proceeds will go towards
this podcast. Us.
Oh, actually, my mate has a bit of a bone to pick you, apparently.
The DJ?
Yeah, he's
Yeah, well, yeah. I wanted
What's
him.
Going on? Fucked him out
I
over.
Told him. I wanted him and then DJT...
They should just both turn up and have a bare knuckle in the car.
I reckon maybe they can DJ. Sometimes they do collabs, don't they, DJs?
Yeah.
And I wanted both, and now I just got in an awkward situation, and then, mate, he done it for £5 cheaper, so I just went with him. But I invited Dale to... Poach. Yeah, Poach done a bloody good job. It put me in an awkward situation, really. Don't like being in that situation. I would rather they both come. Maybe Poach can just come ride anyway. Get up there when mate scoots out, does a couple of laps, and just take over. No, I reckon they can both do it together. Like, matey rides for a bit so they can enjoy the ride.
No, you should do it because you've got involved with everyone else's fucking job today. You did digger driving and ruined a jump. Then you were telling me how to film.
Yeah, I've had it.
And you're telling Elliot where to stand.
Exactly. You stick to riding your bike.
Well, the same jumps I've hit over 15 years. I know where the angle comes from now.
Why did you flatland it so much on the first one?
Nah, I've got the best video of him flatlanding.
Today?
You lot all come down and
the
Bill
best
went,
whip once he was left.
Let me do some best whips.
Oh, of Bill.
Oh, there's some gold. There is some gold.
Well, when we left, he went, right, it's my time to shine.
He'd come back up and I went, just in time for best whip. I'd already done two goes for Elliot.
He'd obviously seen that. I told Tommy, let's not do the fucking same whip jump that you do every time.
No, I can only do it off that one today.
So we went over to the one near the Endurocross track where you were scrubbing.
He'd obviously watched you. I didn't actually see him do it once.
Wow, you was trying.
I always whip off that jump. Yeah, he was videoing us last.
Well,
the sun was in my eyes. We're too bad to do it off the big one today.
We was doing it dangerous.
Yeah, the takeoff was black. Yeah. The ruts are black.
It takes me...
trying to whip. Literally had no clue. No what was on... Just luck of the draw.
It takes me a good few weeks of riding motocross to do anything.
Stop trying to change the subject of this shot I've got of you.
Are we going to see it?
Yeah, but
can we put it in this?
It wasn't a sideways flatland. I knew I was going to flatland, and I straightened it up nice and early.
He lands at the base of the jump. As he lands, he's just like so far back, it nearly blows him off the back.
I didn't want any impact to go through my wrist. I was on the gas. I could have still made the corner if I wanted to.
No, not
a bet a £1 million.
No way. Your fucking foot's nowhere near the brake, and you're death gripped.
Exactly. Didn't want any impact. I thought I knew what was happening as soon as I took off.
I can picture it all.
I went up there on the 125, the TTR, Honda one, whatever. And as soon as I seen two shots, I just started the bike and rode off, so he'd stop.
What you were saying?
I can't sit here for much longer.
Even said to me Elliot. Today. So what we said today about Bill taking it easy, then that went out the window, didn't it?
Out the window.
I did.
I said Ed's like, no, he's not riding motocross today. He's just literally having to tinker about the woods. I went, Billy. He went, yeah, no, it's his first day back on the bike. He's going to send the jumps, isn't he? He's like, I think he's just going to play on the flat.
Well,
track
I got it completely
day.
Wrong. I thought he was going to ride his enduro bike, and then he just pulled a motocross bike.
I said he's going to jump the jumps. He's going to be doing whips. And
he's had three jumps off the back trying to stop. He's nearly done a knee.
Yeah, no, he didn't nearly do a knee. Nothing like a knee. How many crashes did you have today, Bill? What, proper ones? I said, no, when you're off the bike. Oh, we can't count half of them. And I'm like,
no,
well,
stoppy crashes don't count.
Like, stoppy crashes don't count. I went, Billy, says you nearly broke your knee. No, I didn't.
Have you been down 7 times today?
7? No way. No way.
I've seen you on the deck twice, genuinely, and one in the mud, 3.
2 from the stoppy and 1 in the mud.
No, you
no, haven't. Elliot had one. It wasn't muddy that corner. You were down. I just see you. From a distance, you're just down. He's got it on the camera. So that was one. That's no.
No, it's
no
the same corner.
There.
It's the mud corner. That's the only one I've crashed on.
What mud?
Two stoppies in the corner by the hedge.
The corner after the big jump he just flat landed. He went down in the deck there and just was in the mud.
But the bloom blew out.
It's never his fault.
This is.
No, half, I'm not. I blew
half
the boom
an hour
out,
after
I
everyone.
I blew the boom out the lap before and nearly crashed. And then I landed down again midair. I've got the right hander good, and I thought I'm going to fucking hit
the
this
left
next
hander.
Left. Yeah, then the left hander. I blew it out the lap before, and I come in and didn't really get a good thing on the back. But I didn't
same
really,
sort of crash as always. Push the front.
No, back. Just oh. back, because the boom was blew out, the back okay. just went round on us, and my foot was still stuck up here, so I was just laying in the mud on my back with my foot between. The bars were against the ground, my leg was here, and the radiator was here, and I was just going, oh, why have I got to end it like this? Buddy was covered in shit.
That was a good crack. Well, talking of ending it, I reckon we should end this. We've dragged it on for an hour and a half already.
Yeah, I've got to see my child.
I've got to go and edit a vlog.
Yeah, big day. Well, thanks for coming on, Ben. Sorry if I interrupt you at all this episode.
And enjoy your day on your bike tomorrow.
Hope your test goes well and you sign a deal. And
there might even be some news out before this is out, but
if not, there's a Honda over paddle tyre just waiting for you to go.
Back on the Honda.
Yeah, I loved it today.
No, back on Enduro, not
necessarily Honda. Just before we go, you did a few laps of the woods. How was the woods?
I don't know. I did that little double log jump. You was
did
on
you
about.
Do the double log jump?
Yeah,
Ben's actually very good enduro rider and trials rider.
No, Billy, I almost had a few.
Billy Askew done the double log jump.
Billy Askew's also a little good little. He got in trouble for doing too much enduro rather than motocross.
He scratched his new exhaust.
Did he?
Yeah.
His dad won after he says the motocross.
No, and then he was a bit stuck. And then I was, you know, like that mound just before you arrived to the track. And I said, oh, he fell over and just laid it down. I said, well, stop now, because that was his second crash.
And, second crash
I'm just
in the
fucking
falling
dropping
belly.
Him right in it, yeah. I said, well, stop now before, you know.
He likes hanging out with you, though. I told him, I said, no hanging out with Bill, more with me, and you go a long way. And he didn't come back.
I fail to believe that is not good training for him riding around that track.
I am.
The condition it was today
as far
with the roots.
As far as days go for him, he's had the best day of his life.
Yeah.
That is good training, him riding around there.
Is that the first time you've met him?
No, I've met him before.
He's had a mega day.
Yeah.
Riding with you.
Coming back tomorrow. T-shirt off at Oaks and Park a few years ago.
That's a good lad.
Anyway, then he's a bit stuck trying to get over the last mound to get back to the road after I've said, let's stop now. And his legs can't touch the floor. So he just fell onto the low side. Picked it back up. Fell over again. The other side. I said, right, we really need to stop now. We've spent 10 minutes in me and you've got no levers and no grips left. But first.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Down his bike, probably
I think,
do.
I think I need to have a day redeeming myself on the trials bike again.
Oh, we'll do a trials vlog.
I went to watch.
Shame you're not here tomorrow because he would have been good. I don't know what I'd talk about, but we're going to do a vlog.
Are you actually going to
be out by now? Yeah,
really?
Bike Olympics.
Is that going to happen? And we're going to have full commitment from Thomas tomorrow.
Not if it's a difficult thing.
No, that won't be out. That'll be out later. Oh, no, because you're putting that one out.
No, because I reckon I'll do today, then the ride day, then that. So
we'll discuss that later. Let's all
go. No one actually gives a shit.
You're eating into my editing time.
Right, thank you. Hot in a bit.
Start editing now.
Yeah, I've got shit to do, Ben. Right, thanks very much.
Ta-ra.
Go follow Ben. Buy some of his merch.
And mine.
And his.
And mine.
Bye.